The enthusiastic style, celebrating the power of God. The core of the enthusiastic style, a God who acts. The enthusiastic style is concerned with a God who acts. Against this backdrop, it is understandable why signs and wonders are more important in this style than within the framework of any other style. A sign is a window through which light from another level of reality shines into one's room. Whenever such a sign appears, a gap between here and there, between immanence and transcendence, between rational and transrational, has been bridged. Through these overwhelming encounters with the supernatural, representatives of the enthusiastic style have a sharpened awareness of the limitations of the human mind. Frequently, they have experienced that it was not human rationality which brought about a spiritual breakthrough, but openness to the transrational dimension. Here we encounter a motif that appeared in Rousseau's writings. He said, "The less I understand, the more I worship." Representatives of the enthusiastic style can identify with this statement. The two wings of the enthusiastic style. The enthusiastic style can lean towards the ascetic style. One of the intersections of these two styles could be defined as holiness. The ascetic wing of the enthusiastic style doesn't deem the green zone as very relevant for spirituality. The mystical wing of the enthusiastic style is a little bit different. This variety is somewhat closer to the green zone. An enthusiastic spirituality leaning toward the mystical style will strive to integrate contemplative habits into its own spirituality. Very frequently, Christians who start with an enthusiastic style later lean more heavily towards the mystical style. In other words, they move from an extroverted to a more introverted blue approach. The strengths of the enthusiastic style. The greatest strength of the enthusiastic style is its openness to the supernatural. This attitude has solid biblical basis. It is not possible to speak about Jesus' message and to be silent about his miracles. The enthusiastic style takes seriously the reality that the miraculous effects of the coming kingdom have already begun to shape present reality. In order to make it less offensive, a number of opposite styles tend to dilute the concept of miracles to allow the use of the term anywhere and everywhere. In sharp contrast, the enthusiastic style focuses on the idea that God doesn't mind offending our minds by acting supernaturally. Therefore, it considers of great importance that the miracles reported in the Bible are understood as historic facts and not just as metaphoric parables. The goal of the enthusiastic style is to experience God's power. A God who doesn't act is no God at all. A spirituality that doesn't experience God's activity is no spirituality at all. Representatives of the enthusiastic style fight against all attempts to domesticate God. God is alive and active in our world. That's why people with the enthusiastic style are more afraid of being called boring than religious fanatics. The perils of the enthusiastic style. The greatest peril of the enthusiastic style is to confuse the transrational with the irrational. There are groups that almost see it as a quality criterion for spiritual experiences to be inexplicable by rational means. Rational equals unspiritual becomes the subtle equation for their way of thinking. Representatives of the enthusiastic style could benefit enormously from interaction with the rational style in order to avoid this peril. The high view of that which is non-rational prepares the ground for the second peril, a sometimes frighteningly naive openness towards unbiblical practices. If someone is able to impress an audience with signs and wonders, their teachings can be heretical, their appeals absurd, their lifestyle selfish, and no one takes notice. The glamour of the supernatural outshines everything. Their advice is sought even in areas where they have never proven to be competent. Once again, it is evident that interaction with the opposite style, the doctrinal style, would help correct or prevent this tendency.